All right, Miller, hit us with that funky shit.
Oh.
Okay, I've had enough of that. Welcome back to the League Podcast. Here with Miller, the Fantasy Killer, and Watts, the Bustle Attorney Law, and I am Kat, who came in last year, and we are here to review the fucking...
New nickname?
Yeah, it rhymes better than whatever the hell I had. I can remember it, too, because I'm constantly looking at the last place trophy. But yeah, we're here to look at week 5 of last week in both the league of record of the League Extraordinary Fantasy Gentlemen and my league. Talk maybe a little bit of spreads here, see how we're doing in there, and just overall hot takes, just like you like them. So let's just jump right into, I guess, last week's matchups and see what's popping here. I'm going to start with the League of Extraordinary Fantasy Gentlemen because that's the league of record over here. And a couple trades happened. Real quick, I just want to touch base on my man Watts. He's had a lot of hurdles in this season. You know, he's trying to overcome the Hogan.
Understatement.
He traded for Hogan. And he's been worthless. Miller jettisoned that player just at the right time, maximum value. What was your trade this week? You made a trade for I'm sorry, there's like so many dumb. Oh, you got TJ Yeldon?
Yes, and I got James White, and in exchange I got a couple of second round picks. My thought process behind it was that I am simultaneously taking care of immediate needs at the running back position while also getting some return in the future, because I'm not totally optimistic about my outlook this year with all my injuries. So
yeah, but you got to double down because you traded your picks. It's like it's now or never, you know.
But I'm getting some picks back, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they're not your picks. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you finish, I don't know, 5-8 or something like that. It doesn't matter because you don't have your pick.
Right, but what I'm saying is I'm getting picks back. They're second rounders, but next year I have 3 second round picks. So,
yeah, but it doesn't matter to you, bro. I'm just saying, like,
why wouldn't it matter that I don't have second round?
Because, but like, if you're going down in flames and you have someone else's picks, it, like, you know, it's like you might as well just double in and try to keep, you know, pressing to win this year. Like,
all right, because I'll clear this up because I actually know what's going on. I'm just sitting here watching it. Katz is saying you're kind of forced to go to double down and go all in this year because, without owning your first round pick, just calling it quits and tanking the season doesn't help you.
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to explain is this is sort of a middle ground. So I'm addressing immediate needs with James White and Yeldon. Both of them, they're both young players, Yeldon being 24, James White being 26, and both should get lots of reps now.
I think they could have roles next season.
I think
they could both be fantasy relevant players next season as well.
Exactly.
I think Steve automatically regrets trading you Yeldon because he's starting Capri Bibbs this week. And Yeldon's going to be the starter because Fournette is toast until I want to say probably till after the bye week, but he's definitely not playing this week.
Yeah, so as long as Steve loses, I win. That's how I look at it.
it's all money. So let's just review the week real quick. I played Miller. I took my yearly Miller beaten. This team, you know, my team, just I don't know, we just had a rough week all around, but he had good weeks, a real good week from Todd Gurley, Ben Roethlisberger. That game, that Atlanta Steelers game wasn't as a high-scoring affair as I thought it was going to be. Pittsburgh scored like 30-something points, and then Atlanta didn't even show up.
Yeah, that was I think the over-under last week was like 58 or 59 points.
And it was the under, right?
Yeah, it went way under, way under.
Yeah, you know what?
No, go. It was 41-17. The over/under was 57. It went over 58.
What?
41-17. Yeah.
I thought the final was like 35-17.
No, Pittsburgh somewhat single-handedly took care of that over.
Oh, that was your boy Antonio Brown, right?
And more importantly, Roethlisberger was better than Matt Ryan, and so Kat owes me dinner.
Yeah, he was.
I can't cash that in tonight because it's his birthday. But another night, Cats, you will be buying me dinner.
That would be pretty amazing if you made him cash in tonight.
And somehow, Tom
Bet's
Brady.
A bet, right?
Somehow you somehow made the wrong choice, though, with starting Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers both outscored that dick.
I know.
You know what?
Tough. They all have good matchups.
But. That's the position you get yourself in. We have a abundant of riches, you know, just embarrassment of riches. Like it's like hard to pick the right guy because they, you know, they're all good. Well, on my side, man, Matt Burrito looked like he was about to have an all time day, and then this fucking asshole keeps getting hurt, man. Like he's like a dynamic player that cannot stay like, and they're not like he's like, oh, he's going off the you know, to the sideline with like, oh, a bruised knee or something like that. It's like every time he goes down, it's like, oh, his season's over. And it's, and he just bounces back. He's like, no, he's all right. He'll be back in a week. He annoys me. None of my players really went off. My highest scoring guy was the Cleveland Browns defense. And then I want to say that they finally got one over on the Ravens. That was a one-sided fake rivalry with those two. And the Ravens have been kicking their ass for like almost 20 years now. And they finally got one. Moving on.
Brown.
I'm sorry, what?
The shout out to the Browns.
Hey, Browns. next match, Feinberg doing work over Cheese, 144 to 121. Feinberg is rolling this year. Big game from Antonio Brown, Zach Ertz, Cam Newton, Kareem Hunt. Cheese, again, he's scoring pretty well, but he just can't seem to face a guy that's not going off on him. Even this week, my team, he faced the stack of Wentz and Jeffrey on Thursday night, who scored two touchdowns. So like he's getting beat up on again right now, and it's just like he's got an all right team. It's just he can't seem to catch a break on who he faces every week. That person goes off.
Well, I'm not gonna feel sorry for Cheese. I'll tell you that much.
Well, no, I mean,
sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Next match is the Peckler Heads and Shane Falco and James. Absolutely, was it Shaolin? Absolutely waxed. Absolutely waxed. Who the hell? Wherever the hell Woods lives.
Austin, Texas.
Woods. You know what? I think that it really hurts trading away that pick. That's going to be a lottery pick. That's going to probably be the number one overall pick next year, and that might make Feinberg lose his mind altogether when Miller wins the league and then has the first pick in the draft. Yeah, I didn't think Woods was going to be this bad. I thought that was...
Oh, I didn't either. I mean, to be fair, look, if he had Fournette and Geist, that's a huge difference between having Fournette and Geist and not having Fournette and Geist.
Yeah, and then, Coleman is a DOA. I don't get the Browns. Like, you had so many good receivers to start the season. You fucking trade Gordon because he hurt his hammy. It wasn't even like he did drugs again. You just trade Coleman for nothing just because.
Corey Coleman's clearly not a good receiver if he couldn't make the fucking Bills.
No, I 100% agree with
you.
And
he's a free agent. No one's even picked him up.
I agree with you, but you had a lot of draft capital in him. You drafted him high in the first round.
Sucks. Move on.
I have some good news, though. They signed Breshad Perriman.
They did sign Breshad Perriman.
Yeah, put him in the fucking category with fucking Coleman as well. Like, Corey Coleman.
Yeah, he could be in the same category. It's like, I'm not totally convinced that Perriman's better than Corey Coleman, but I guess it remains to be seen.
They're literally the same person to me. Just one guy was a fucking Raven. Yeah, man, like... they refuse to sign Dez Bryant or even what's the guy from Tennessee, Rashard Matthews. Like they desperately need like a two receiver on there, and Callaway could just be the long shot guy, like the big play guy. But I just think that they shouldn't have fucking traded Gordon. That was a mistake. But anyway, Shaolin beats up on Woods. Steve takes his first loss because Kamara doesn't go nuts.
Steve has more than one loss.
I'm sorry. Steve takes his second loss because Kamara does not go nuts finally for the first time all year. Only scoring 109 points. Not a good look, Steve. Losing to Donk, who didn't have a win, I don't think.
Donk gets on the board.
Yeah, Donk.
Go Donk. Do you think Kamara's role now is going to be severely brought back because of Engram? Like his ceiling is come back down to earth?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. It's
By the way, not only Engram, but watch his boy Taysom Hill as well.
Did you pick him up this week? I saw somebody picked him up. Oh,
I picked him up.
Taysom Hill season, hashtag.
Yeah, he scored a rushing touchdown. Ingram scored two rushing touchdowns, and Kamara was just left out in the cold. He didn't have nothing.
He might be the third option in the red zone.
Maybe. That would be rough for Steve. Traquan Smith, is that the official death of Ted Ginn Jr.? Is it now Traquan Smith?
No. Nah. Ted Ginn Jr. will be back.
He'll be back. Should it be? Yes. Will it be? No, because these coaches are obsessed with
Ted Ginn Jr. never dies, man.
He'll never die.
Well, he's, you know what? He's good at the thing he does. Like, he's good.
Exactly.
At
being... And that's not going to change. They're not going to take him out of that role.
Well, I mean, that Traquan Smith dude, I mean, he was going nuts, man. He was just. Yeah, what do you have?
He had three catches, but sure.
Right, three for 10, two TDs.
Okay, but that's like,
efficiency.
That's like a monster Ted Ginn game, though. It's not like Ted Ginn's fucking box scores like eight catches for like 180 yards and two touches. It's like his box scores like three catches, 80 yards and a touchdown. Like that's like his best game ever.
Burr.
Saquon DeChef. That name blows, Scotty.
I think he's like sitting up all night trying to like outdo himself and come up with worse team names, and like it's impressive.
That's it. I'm coming from Staten Island. That is disrespect to Raekwon, one of the all-time great rappers.
Is that what he's referencing?
What? Yes, that's what Saquon is. Raekwon the chef, Saquon.
Oh my God! What a terrible reference. Like, because you know what? I don't know. I just don't like
if
it.
If Scotty had a ounce of street cred, it would be a good name. But he doesn't, so it doesn't. So there it is.
He changed his team.
Watch. He's from New York. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He changed his picture on his team to the meme I made with fucking Ajay Jai dying and going into heaven. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did. What relevance that would have to Raekwon the chef, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Or Saquon Barkley, so.
Well, I hate your name.
High score this week?
Well, yeah, he actually got high score and beaten up on Kuhn. Kuhn, I want to say, looked like it was going to be a rough season from his managing team very well. He's got a lot of assets, and he's got, like, his team. He's going to be in the playoff hunt until, like, towards the end of the season, regardless of what happens, I feel. But I feel that, like, he did a very good job acquiring assets when, at like, this, I would say, like, March or April, his team looked dreadful.
He's should be a model for anyone who's looking to rebuild. He's done a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. Last match of the week, we have tanking for Cook. Finally, he's getting a win and teasing himself that he thinks he's going to compete in the rest of the year against our boy Wiz. What happened, Wiz?
Oh, just a nightmare all around.
Yeah, he's killed.
Just absolute disaster all around.
Doug Baldwin had one catch for 1 yard.
That's right. That's why he's not on my team anymore.
I just cut him?
What? Get the fuck out!
Zero tolerance. Zero tolerance for such pathetic performance. Want to give me a second round pick for him? Great.
Vance McDonald, one catch for 6 yards. Cincinnati Bengals was your high scoring thing. Actually, no, I'm sorry, Drew Brees. But yeah, you had a rough little week here, and then Herman didn't have the greatest week, but he made it. He loses Jay Ajayi for the year, possibly for his career. I think he's done.
He gets Ingram back.
He does get Ingram back. Well, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But yeah, so Justin, I feel this one win is going to he's going to be like, I'm going to compete now, which he probably should because he's got no assets.
He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, he's got no assets, so it's like, what else are you doing, bud? So, I mean, you might
not
as well.
Like, it's not like he could sell Demaryius Thomas for anything. Like,
I think, I would keep Demaryius Thomas just until, like, if he had, like, 2 or 3 good games in a row, then maybe you could, you know, flip him for, like a high, like a second or, like, maybe like a low fucking one. I don't know. But Julio Jones, I think he probably should have traded last year. And not gone all in because his team is mediocre. It's always mediocre.
And he doesn't have the mental fortitude to rebuild.
No, he just won't do it. Like it's against every fiber in his being to sell Julio.
He's like James Dolan. He's like the Knicks. He's like, I'd rather be mediocre to bad for like 20 years than ever like suffer through a rebuild.
Yeah, it's like just take your lumps. Take one, right. Two bad seasons, and then you'll be back in it, man. You'll be like a contender again. And he doubled down, made, I think, a bad trade for Melvin. That Melvin Gordon trade was awful for him. He got T.Y. Hilton, and some picks, which he turned into like Demaryius Thomas and Ingram, and like his team is a mess. Ugh. Yuck all around. Not a fan of that. But I think his big problem is that he has like a built-in value for Julio Jones, which let's just say it's like 3 first-round picks, right? But that's not the market. No one's giving him it, you know? So like he's stuck in this like weird place where he's never going to sell him for anything less than that. But he's not willing to take market value.
Greedy communist.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
He's a greedy communist.
He is. He would love to take Miller's team and spread it around the league. But yeah, okay, that was the League of Extraordinary Fantasy Gentlemen. Let's go into this week real quick and let's do a little pick 'em here. All right, this week's matchup, I am facing Cheese right now. I am kind of busting his ass, 53.5 points. I got that Wentz stack with Alshon Jeffrey. Who we got in this game, guys?
I'm taking you.
Yeah, Cats with the hot stack. The hot Thursday night stack.
I usually don't pick myself, but I think I got a pretty good lead on him, so I'm hoping I fucking stick there and win. I'm going to pick myself. We have Shaolin versus Miller, man. I'm picking Miller, man. I'm just not going to pick against him. He's got a fucking dope team. James, Eric Ebron's not going to give you 30 every week, bro. It's just not happening.
So since you guys gave me the wrong call last week, I'll give you a chance at redemption. Should I start Brady? I believe he's at home. At home, Brady, Sunday night versus the Chiefs, whack-ass defense. Or Aaron Rodgers, is he home or on the road?
He's home.
He's home Monday night against the whack-ass San Francisco defense.
Always the GOAT. Brady.
Nah, I want to say go Rodgers, dude.
Rodgers' mobility looked a lot better last week. He made some nice runs. But I'm always going GOAT.
Dude, I had a quick anecdote. I was kind of down on Rodgers, and I was just like, you know, he just hasn't played well. All his receivers were hurt. In one of my redrafts league, I had Blake Bortles starting over Rodgers, and literally 5 minutes before the game started, I swapped them out because I wanted to drop Bortles because I wanted to pick up Big on the mid. And Rodgers went fucking nuts and like killed it. And then Trayvon Smith killed it too. Right now I got Brady in there. Going back to Sunday night.
Yo, Miller, stand closer to your microphone. You were in and out on that one, on your computer.
All right, better?
Yeah. But speaking of Blake Bortles, my hot take of the week last week was that he was going to outscore Pat Mahomes.
I thought that was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was last week.
All right. I thought it was when they played each other. No?
That was last week.
That was last week.
All right. you won. You won that, right?
Yep. I didn't get a dinner out of it, but, you know, whatever.
You got to make the right bets with the right people.
I'm going to pick Miller here. I don't think James got a shot. What about you, Watts?
I'm taking Miller, too. But still, Shaolin what?
Shaolin. Woo. Tang. Woo. Tang. Miller, obviously you can take James because that's what you do.
I'm taking James. Cooper Kupp's playing. Eric Ebron's gonna play. It's not looking good for me.
He was on the injury list as shin, knee, everything, quad, calf, shoulder. I was like, I don't think this guy's gonna play, dude.
I saw that.
Oh man, we have Donk versus Shane Falco. I gotta go Donk here, man. Shane Falco might go defeated this year. I don't think he's gonna win a game, to be honest with you. Yeah. And we have
Donk is starting Baker Mayfield, so I got to go with Donk.
Donk is going Baker Mayfield right now. He's looking good. Shane is going Andy Dalton. I can't endorse that with Adrian Peterson and Alfred Morris. I just can't endorse any of that. Oh, man.
Chris, both those guys were free agents in March.
Chris Godwin.
Actually, NFL and Dynasty League-wise.
Chris Godwin, Quincy Enunwa, David Njoku, it's a rough one. Why isn't he playing Andrew Luck instead of Andy Dalton? I don't know.
Pat, to yourself.
I don't know. I'm just saying Andrew Luck. I mean, even though Andy Dalton's got the better matchup against Pittsburgh.
Luck's on the road.
Yeah, but Luck, all he does, like, that team doesn't can't fucking gain a yard running the ball, so they just pass the ball all day. I would just play Luck and just go with it. All right. I've got Donk on that. What about you, Watts?
Yeah, Donk's fine with me. Baker Mayfield's reason low. That's fine.
All right. We got Dak in yellow versus Steve. We got Q and Steve here. I can't pick Kuhn because he traded away like his best player pretty much with James White, and he did what he had to do this year. So I'm gonna go Steve wins on this one, but it's closer than he'd like it to be against Kuhn right now.
I'm gonna go Steve also, despite the fact that I'm picking someone starting Capri Bibbs. Well, Capri Bibbs, Curtis Samuel. No.
That's
no.
No, I'm taking KY.
Kuhn.
Never Capri Bibbs.
We have the pitiful matchup of the week of Saquon, DeChef, Scotty versus tanking for Cook, which is Herman. Saquon Barkley put up 33 for him, and he also put up Sterling Shepard, put up like a five and a deuce. Scotty's already got a monster lead. I'm going to go Scotty on this one, and Herman's team blows.
Dude, Herman's starting Jordan Wilkins? I'm picking Scott.
Jordan Wilkins is a rough sell for me, man. He's a no sell. You see?
Yeah, and Marlon Mack is coming back.
Yeah, that's not a huge deal.
Turn out the Mack.
Yeah, I want to tell you, Watts, that's not a huge deal either.
I'm going to start Jamal Williams instead of Jordan Wilkins.
I mean, no, it's not a huge deal, but it just any value that Jordan Wilkins had is significantly reduced by Mack's return.
He had no value. Two, I don't think the Mack has much value either. Like, it's not an opinion. It's just that Colts team can't run the football, bro, and that's what those two guys do. Nyheim Hines is okay because they just check down to him and like he catches the football. I'm going Scotty here.
Yeah, Saquon.
Mm-hmm. Miller.
Didn't I already pick this? I'm taking Saquon.
All right. Last but not least, we have Feinberg versus Watts. I'm going to pick my boy Watts in an upset. Shaolin representing.
Oh, all right.
He just made some nice trades. He's got people on the horizon that are going to do big for him. How'd you get Mariota? Did fucking what's-his-face drop him?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. He was on Mariota's nuts for like 3 years talking about this guy. And he just drops him?
Yep.
Weird. Miller?
Sad.
You going Shaolin, Miller, or are you going
I'm going to pick you, Watts. I like the RB upgrades this week. I hate the fact that you're starting Mariota, but it is what it is.
I was going to take Feinberg this week, but since you guys have my back, well, let's make it a unanimous me. Let's do it. Let's get this paper.
All right. Last but not least in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Fantasy Gentlemen, I should say, is my power rankings. In 12th place, poor Woods. Your team just seeing better days. In 11th place, out of the cellar, Herman gets his first win on Watts. 10th place, Donk. He gets a win this week as well. Kuhn, I would have put you a little bit higher, but you sold a lot of your team, so you're sitting there at 9th. Scotty, your team just blows. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. Your team's at 8. James, your team's mediocre too. You're at 7. Watts, you made some trades. Let's get a win here. You will climb that ladder at number 6. Cheese is number 5. I think he's better than – I mean, I think he's just better.
Watts, apparently.
Well, his team just took a lot of bad weeks against – like, he just had unfortunate scheduling. My team had fortunate scheduling, but, like, it's hard. I'm at 4. I shouldn't even be at 4. Steve, you're at 3 right now, but you're another Dez Bryant trade away from being at like 6. And then Feinberg perpetually number 2, and then Miller number 1. All right, boys. We're going to switch over to my league now. Miller, do you want to take the lead on my league?
Sure. First matchup of the week, we had me taking down the number 1 ranked, power ranked Justin Herman. I took it to him. 2 weeks in a row?
Well, after perusing his roster, I think that's more of an aberration that he was in first place. I don't really like his roster.
I kind of like his team. Yeah. I didn't like it enough, apparently, because I still beat his ass. But
still beat that ass.
Beat that behind. I remember you beating him pretty good here. You had a high score of the week, didn't you? Or was that the week before?
I did not. The week before, I set the league record for highest score, all-time score.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Three games. Four games.
You know what? What I said was true. No lies. Yeah. I was able to overcome the terrible advice of you idiots telling me to start Mariota instead of Mayfield, who was like a 13-point swing.
I want to say never, ever start anyone in Tennessee for any reason. Like
Well, then when I asked you that last week, you both said start Mariota over Mayfield.
This is my new take. All right, this is I'm just saying, like, it seems like every week there's not a player you really want on your team. Like, there was that one good week by Corey Davis. I think Deion Lewis had a good week, and then that was pretty much it. Mariota has been terrible. The other running back's been no good. What's his face? Derrick Henry. And he's been no good with a lot of carries.
Last week, Mariota was coming off a 35-point game against Philly at home. So I think we were riding that wave. But recency bias, once again, strikes us.
No, it was against – we were betting against Buffalo. You know, Buffalo's been bad, but
– That Mayfield was at Baltimore.
What?
Home versus Baltimore?
No, home against Baltimore, but Baltimore's D's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you beat up on Justin pretty good by like 25 points. Good victory.
Watts was able to overcome Jay Ajayi injury and still beat down on Wild Dan, who also had his own injuries with Brandon Cooks getting a zero. Quincy Anunua gave you a bagel, Watts. Was he hurt or he just didn't get a catch?
No, he just Robbie Anderson all day. I don't know.
I mean, Darnold only completed 10 passes, to be fair. So
he just was going deep. Their defensive scheme was just to stop Quincy Anunua because they basically didn't throw to Robbie Anderson after that one catch he had in Detroit. Like, he's been.
I appreciate the beating down on people in my division, Watts. Thank you.
Anytime.
Stefan finally got a good week out of Antonio Brown, but it was not enough to avoid getting beaten by 60 points by Cheese.
Cheese really laid into him.
Whose team went off, even though he got combined 8 points out of Doug Baldwin and Marvin Jones. The rest of his team did work. Robert Woods benefited from the other injuries in there, and then Crowell and Connor had huge weeks.
We had a couple trades that happened. I'm going to mention the Cheese one. I didn't like the Cheese one. I think that he...
Nobody liked it, except Don.
Yeah, I think Donk got a hell of a lot Stephon Diggs. He got Stephon Diggs and then 2/3 he gave up or some shit. And Cheese gave him Corey Clement. And Corey Clement for the rest of the season is going to be a startable guy. Doug Baldwin, who, I mean, you're hoping that he comes back and eventually the season becomes Doug Baldwin. And then 2 firsts for Stephon Diggs. Well, I just don't see it, the value there.
Totally agree.
And I agree. I saw Cheese coming off the subway, and he was so excited. He's like, yeah, I'm coming for you. You just see my trade? Yeah, I saw it. I'm not impressed. I'm sorry. I'm not impressed. And then I went on my way and had my coffee.
I think that his team this year is better because of Diggs, but I think he just gave up a lot of assets for Stephon Diggs. You know, like, I think in the long run, I'd rather just have what he gave up. Because his team was doing really well anyway. I didn't get the making the monster move with you can't trade with Donk too much because like he Cheese overvalues his guys a lot. So it's like if you figure a guy's a low first, you have to end up paying like a high first for something, and it's just like annoying with Donk.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. Kiyun was Kiyun versus Launchpad. Kiyun was able to avoid the 2-game losing streak, and we got a win 132-120. Launchpad's team blows, so no real shot there. he got 2 nice days out of his quarterbacks, and it didn't matter because he's starting like 9 people from. He's starting both Atlanta running backs, which combined for 11 points. Starting like 6 tight ends from the same team. His team's a complete mess.
Traquan Smith and Drew Brees got more than half his score. He was sitting like 60 something points on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
And then stupid Stefan traded Kuhn. Antonio Brown for a first, a second, and a third, and Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, I mean, she should have done that. Like, yeah, she should have done that trade for AB instead of trading 2 firsts, Clement, and Baldwin for Diggs.
Yeah. And unfortunately, fucking Kuhn is in my division, and he's got fucking Antonio Brown now too, and he still has his first. I'm looking uphill now at Kuhn for the rest of the season. It's gonna be rough to take him down.
All right. Next, we had Katz beaten down on Feinberg, 145-129.
Yeah, the Kamara gave him the big zippy on Monday.
Yeah, and then T.J. Yeldon had a big, nice week for you, Katz. And Kenyon Drake's finally. Is Kenyon Drake gonna crack the lineup this week?
I hate Gase. He's a fucking asshole. Like that's like okay. You're one player that like who if you feed him the ball, he's like a dynamic player. He's like, he doesn't fumble. I don't know why I think Frank Gore needs 10 to 12 carries a game for no reason at all. Like, I just don't get it. He should be fired. Not for that, but in general because he's a bad coach.
Yeah, I think Frank Gore got more carries. I think Drake got more touches, but Frank Gore got more carries last week.
For the first 5 weeks, they've – like, last season, Drake was killing it, right? So you assume – they would ride the hot hand. All right, let's fuck it. Unless he like had fumble troubles or he wasn't doing his job, but like they were like, no, we got this awesome Frank Gore. You know, we gotta give him involved in the game here. I just don't see it. That team sucks. I don't know how they started off 3-0.
All right, moving along. Last match of the week: Donk versus James. James beat him by about 40 points. Huge week out of Eric Ebron, which apparently he just owns everywhere. Thielen continues to be the man. Rodgers and Watson, really anchoring his team at the QB position there. Nice week out of James, 160 points.
Yeah, yo, he definitely had a good week right there. All right, you want to go to next week?
Sure. Next week, first matchup, me versus Cheese. I got a 17.3 lead on him from Zach Ertz on Thursday. Other than that, neither of us have anyone else going, so 17 to nothing right now. I am going to pick myself.
Really?
Yeah, new league, new approach.
All right, I respect it, Miller. I'm going to pick Cheese here. Actually, yeah, I'm going to pick Cheese. His team is pretty strong. He just got Stephon Diggs. I like his team, man. It's going to be rough to take him down this week.
Yeah, well, someone has to do it. So
I'm taking Miller.
Next match, Watts versus Stefan. I don't have to look too closely at this one. It is currently 10-7, Watts versus Stefan. They both started a Giants receiver. Watts had Odell go 10, and Stefan had Shepard at 7. Stefan's team absolutely fucking blows. Unless Mahomes puts up 60, he has almost no shot of winning. I'm going to pick Watts.
Yeah, I'm also going to pick Watts. I remember during the draft we had the chat. And Stefan's like, oh, I know what I'm like, act like I don't know what I'm doing, guys, blah, 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 blah. But
he's
not in Dynasty. He's treating this league a lot like it's a redraft. Like next year, he gets to keep four or five guys and move on, but it's not the case. He does have picks, but I feel that he traded.
He's going to fucking waste them because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I DM'd him, and I was like, look, man, like, all right, you traded Antonio Brown, and you got if Cheese didn't pay all that for Stephon Diggs, it wouldn't have looked so bad. But since he did, that trade looks bad now. You sold him for less.
For sure.
So like I said, look, man, you have to research this draft and hit on your picks because if you fucking just go into that draft and just pick whoever, then your team is going to perpetually blow. You know, you have to hit on somebody eventually. You got a lot of picks this year, hit on somebody.
Yeah, and if you're going to start rebuilding for next year, week four, you better get the most you can from your guys and to get that return for AB. It's pretty sad, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm picking me. Holla.
Yeah,
all right. Next, we got Cats with a big 47-point lead thanks to Saquon Barkley versus Herm.
I like me in this particular league just against Herman. I think Herman's a fraud more than I like my team right now, but I just don't see it, Herman. Lamar Miller blows. Adrian Peterson blows. Chris Thomas blows. Amari Cooper blows.
I mean, you should have started Josh Allen instead of Eli Manning, Cats, but nonetheless, I'm still going to pick you.
I can't get the right quarterback to start. Since, like, Matt Ryan's good, and the rest of them kind of blow. So it's like to pick the right one every week.
Josh Allen is the number one rusher in Buffalo.
Great.
Rushing yards count, cats.
They do. And he got me a whole bunch of 9 points last week. So
has Eli outscored Josh Allen once this year?
Yeah. Eli, the last 2 weeks, he put up 20 plus.
Right.
He plays in a lot of garbage time, bro. Like,
that's fair, actually. Josh Allen's actually combined for 10 points the last 2 weeks. Jesus.
Yeah, he's been bad. Even though he gets a rushing touchdown every week, it just like.
Yeah, he had a rushing touchdown last week, I guess. It didn't matter. Jesus.
But he negates it with like two picks, you know, like.
Fair enough.
He's got no weapons on that team, no line. So, like, it's rough to just play Josh Allen at this point. I got to either go Casey Keenum or.
All right. Fair enough. I'm still picking you.
Yeah, I'm picking me too. I like Saquon Barkley forever, baby. What?
All right. Next, Kiyun versus Feinberg. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm picking Kiyun. Feinberg's team's terrible. Kiyun's team's good. Enough analysis.
I'm going to take Feinberg because fuck Kiyun. He's ahead of me in our division, and I'm hating. Just hating.
I'm taking Kiyun all day.
All right, we got Wild Dan versus James. Wild Dan going with an unconventional one QB approach this week, as his other QB is on a bye, and his third QB is Tyrod Taylor. I guess he doesn't really have a choice. I'm going to pick James.
James seems trash. I like fucking Wild Dan here all day.
Shaolin what?
Shaolin what?
And bringing up the rear, Launchpad. Donald Schwarzenegger versus Donk. Donk's up to a 52-point lead, 52-6, as Launchpad played the appropriately named Wendell Smallwood. And Donk played Wentz and Alshon. So just on the lead alone, I got to pick Donk.
Yeah, Donk had that awesome Wentz-Jeffrey stack. I'm going to go Donk as well.
Yeah, Donk. I'll bring it up.
All righty.
I got the rankings.
Let's hear him.
Okay, so started from the bottom, and he's still here, is Stefan at number 12. Number 11, Feinberg. Number 10, a big dip for Launchpad. Number 9, I got Donk.
By the way, Launchpad, he said dip. Don't get excited. Dip.
The ladies can't control themselves when they see his bulge. They fucking get so wet that they...
Huge dip.
So, like I said, number 9 is Donk. I think that he's got those Eagles guys that are on the rise. Number 8, I got James. Cats, what's going on here, man? You can't shake this number 7 position.
Whatever, man.
It's like, dude, what are you going to do to get out of this position? I don't know what you're going to do.
I win. I don't know.
Number 6, I'm constantly putting up top.
I don't get it. Every week I've had a top 5 score. I'm 3-2. I'm in the playoffs, and I get a fucking.
You're one game above 500. Let's relax.
I went up against two of the top scoring. I don't know how I lost to Scotty. He put up 180 something points, and then never wanted to put up another point again. Somehow, like that, his team peaked. He was like, I'm out.
You lost the number 10 ranked team here, man. So I think a seven ranking is more than legitimate. Number 6, I got Wild Dan. Number 5, yours truly. Number 4, Cheese. Number 3, cracking the top 10. I'm sorry, the top 12 for the first time is Miller.
Cracking the top 10 would be impressive.
Yeah.
Number 3, making moves. Youth movement.
Number 2, I have Herman, but his team, because of past performances, I think his team is going down fast. I'm sure his team big. And number 1, still number 1. Oh, did you rank Kiyun number 2 last week?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, I got Kiyun in the number 1 position this week. So that wraps up the top 12.
I think him and Herman have been alternating back and forth.
Yeah.
You got to get off Herman's nuts.
Yeah, I'm shorting his team as well. It's not looking good, but he did put up some monster performances early in the year. All right, so let's do some spreads, eh?
I like it. Me and the coin, I'm ready to roll. Right.
I got him up here. Ready?
You got your coin? You got your coin, Cats?
Actually, the first game was the Eagles. Philly was minus two. Cats took the Giants for some stupid reason.
I didn't take anybody, and then I was just like, at this point, can I just have the Giants? And you were like, yeah.
It's basically a loss.
Yeah, I was like, there's a 0.0001 chance of me covering this, but at least it's better than nothing.
All right, so the first game on Sunday then, Cardinals at the Vikings. Vikings 10-point favorites at home. Cats, who's the coin side?
I'm sorry, who's home?
The Vikings are home. Oh, the coin cares who's home?
That's how I decide.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Who's away?
Cardinals.
Taking the Cardinals, baby. Cardinals, they're coming off of a nice little win. First, they broke the ice, man. They got the savior of Josh Rosen. Looking good, man. I like him.
I'm taking Minnesota in this one.
All right. I'm going to take Minnesota as well.
Yeah, the Vikings had the best run D in the league, so that the whole game is going to be on Rosen. I just see on the road, no way they cover that number. And Minnesota's coming off a nice game versus the Eagles. They've been underperforming this year, and I think they're going to get in a rhythm. So I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings, laying that number.
Are you feeling the Thielen?
Oh, all day. I'm a Thielen owner. And, he's just getting targeted. I think he's got 66 targets, I saw. Yeah, so more Thielen. More offense. Let's get it.
All right, next game.
What would you take? Los Angeles.
I'm taking Minnesota.
Okay.
Next game is the Los Angeles Chargers visiting the Cleveland Browns. Going to the dog pound.
Chargers for me. Brownies a blow. I don't know, man. The dog pound sucks. Baker Mayfield does. He's all right, man. I think he came off hot, kind of got brought back down to earth. He's just the only competent quarterback they've had since they came back into existence. So everyone thinks he's the shit.
I won't stand for that kind of slander. I'm taking the Browns.
I'm taking the Browns as well. The Chargers are kind of going across the country, and they're coming off a nice win against San Francisco. I can't take the Chargers. Won't do it.
All right, coin, don't fail me. Picking against these bitches twice.
Next game, the Miami Dolphins are getting 4 points at home against the Chicago Bears. Bears coming up a bye. I'll start off. I'm going to take the Bears on the road. I can't. The Dolphins, they blew that second half lead so badly against the fucking Bengals last week.
That was bad. I'm taking the Bears. Coin, me and the coin like the Bears. Khalil Mack's an absolute animal. He may win defensive MVP of the year this year. I like the Bears.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bears as well. Miami does nothing offensively that gets anybody excited. They play a very, very conservative, very close to the line approach because they have Ryan Tannehill who cannot throw the ball down the field.
His wife is sexy, though.
Yes. That will be his claim to fame that he has a hot wife.
Would you rather be able to throw the ball downfield?
For me, this number would have to be somewhere like 10 points for me to ever take Miami, even if they are at home. So give me the Bears.
Do you realize that Khalil Mack is average through the first 4 weeks, first 5 weeks, a sack and a fumble every game?
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean he's on an incredible pace right now.
Guy's killing it, yeah. I mean, he might get some MVP votes at this rate.
He's right. He's defensive MVP, right? Oh, you mean real the whole MVP? If they win their division, I would say that he is the MVP of the league because it's
see
not.
See if he can keep his pace up, but yeah. Cats, who'd you take in that game?
Bears. Okay.
For the record, big fan of Warren Tannehill.
Sexy.
Next game, Carolina visiting Washington. Washington is 1 point favorites at home.
I have Carolina 1 point favorite.
Sorry, Washington's getting a point at home.
Yes, I'm going to take the
getting one at home.
Take the Carolina Panthers. Graham Gano can pretty much kick a field goal from anywhere on the field. Cam Newton's doing work. I feel that you know, that offense, they're starting to recognize some of their offensive weapons now. With that, there was that kid that came out of nowhere last week.
Curtis Samuel.
Maybe get the DJ Moore worked. He's gonna be punt returning. Hopefully, they get him involved a little more because he's a dynamic player as well. And I think I'm just gonna go with the Panthers.
Yeah, this actually screams trap line. I mean, I don't know how Carolina is not favored by more in this game. Washington's coming off a blowout loss on Monday night at New Orleans. Even though it stinks, there's something wrong going on here. I don't give a shit. I'm still taking Carolina. Washington would have to show me a lot more consistently to take them. So I'm taking Carolina.
Washington's lucky they're favored at all after that performance on Monday night, bro. They were the sacrificial lamb.
No, they're getting a point.
They're getting a point. Oh. Yeah, but I would think that.
I agree with you, Watt. This should be like Carolina -4 or something.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking 4, 4.5. I don't know what's going on here, but. And Carolina's getting Greg Olsen back, but
they're not getting Greg Olsen back this week, are they?
What's that?
They're not getting him this back this
week.
He's
playing this week.
Is that even good? Like, I mean, like,
certainly not bad.
I don't know, man.
Ed Dixon's done anything or whoever the fuck's there.
Yeah, Ian Thomas.
Yeah, but like at this point, just move on from I don't know. Like, I feel that he's obviously not 100%.
So if Greg Olsen's back and healthy, just move on. Sorry, Greg Olsen, just get the fuck out. We don't want to use you anymore.
No, but I don't think he's back and healthy. The last 2 years he's played, he's broken his foot 2 times. He's played, five games? He's not healthy.
If his foot's broken, he's not playing. If he's playing, he's healthy.
But I don't think that he is healthy. I think he's just coming back, early, and I don't see him being much of a factor.
Much of a factor or not, he's an upgrade. And Washington blows, and they have Alex Smith, and that's enough.
Washington, I never seen a team lay down for another man's record on Monday night like they did this week.
Oh, God. Ugh. Watching that game was painful. Thankfully, they're smattered in the middle of red zone Sunday, so we don't have to actually focus on them at all.
They should really just get rid of Washington out of the league. They got ugly jerseys. No one on their team is fantasy relevant. They're just all around whack.
Yeah, they're banged up, too. Adrian Peterson's hurt. Paul Richardson didn't practice this week. So, yeah, it's not – Chris Thompson also been suffering through injury. So,
knock on wood, Jordan Reed has managed to stay healthy through 4 weeks.
Yes, how the hell has had that happen? That's a great call. I don't know how that's happened. But.
That's because Kirk Cousins isn't there to feed him the ball 40 times a game.
Alex Smith can't get the ball to him. He's too far downfield.
Can we just say that Alex Smith could be, I would say one of the worst quarterbacks that I've seen in the last, he's below average. I should say he's terrible. He's just whack. He's just a check down man. I hate to watch him play.
Couldn't agree more. Next game, Colts at the Jets. Jets are 2-point favorites at home. So New York Jets -2 at home. Drop the coin. I don't know if that constitutes a rethrow.
Same results. I'm going with the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. The Colts, man, they're super banged up. It's rough for me to pick against – it's rough for me to pick for the Colts. I don't really like picking for the Jets, but the Colts aren't very good this year.
Yeah, no T.Y. Hilton in this game, and the Colts are starting a guy named Zach Pascal, Chester Rogers, Ryan Grant. Is absolutely no way with that receiver core you could ever.
And Ebron's on his deathbed.
Was Zach Pastel that guy on Thursday night that Andrew Luck threw him the ball a little bit low and then all of a sudden it ended up being a fucking pick somehow? They hit him and
the ball up in the air.
Yeah. That was the guy he threw to, right? That was that guy?
Yeah, Pascal.
That's the only reason I'll ever remember that guy. It's he had the weirdest pick I've ever seen.
Yeah, so for those reasons, give me the Jets -2. It might be my moral lock of the week. I don't know.
I'm going to take the Jets as well. They've been playing better as of late. Defense has been solid. Running game has been solid. The Colts are just a walking medical tent right now.
Yeah, they need they need help. They need to give Luck some help out there. Give him a line.
Sign Rashard Matthews and Dez Bryant. Enough is enough.
Yeah, I'm shocked that those two players just aren't signed when there's a few teams out there that have clear needs at wide receiver.
I'm more shocked about Rashard, but I wonder if it has anything to do with the way he left, because I think he just kind of, like, fucking bounced.
He dipped?
Yeah, so, like, I wonder if that really turns other teams off in terms of, like, his character or whatnot. I don't know.
Who even knows, dude? Like, Josh Gordon, who has, like, he's a drug addict. He got snatched up in a trade. He had trade value, but Dez Bryant and Rashard Matthews, they got straight up cut. Like,
well, it's all about money. Josh Gordon does his rookie deal still because he can never complete a full season. So, though he's been in the league for 7 years, he's on his rookie contract.
I get that, but the fact that the man is a ticking time bomb where, like, let's say things are going good and all of a sudden you just lose him for the year because he fucking.
Yeah, but it's much easier to take a flyer on a guy making $800,000 a year to send a fifth round or sixth round draft pick back versus Dez Bryant, who's making $18 million, over Rashard Matthews, who's making $9
million. I agree. I didn't realize Rashard Matthews was getting paid like that.
Cincinnati, at home, 1-point favorites. Pittsburgh Steelers coming into town, divisional matchup. I'm going to roll with Pittsburgh again here.
Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. I like them. Pittsburgh kind of blows this year. Like, their offense is good in the sense where, like, they score a lot of points, but, like, they're not, like, good where, like...
yeah. Their offense is like, they do this thing where they score a lot of points, but, like, it's not impressive.
That's the most accurate thing, the way I could say it. Like, their offense isn't that great, but they score a lot of points. Like, I don't get why, but, yeah. They don't really control the clock. They don't, I don't know. They just score points, and they lose games. I don't know. I don't like them.
This is a tough one for me. It's very hard for me to ever take Cincinnati. Pittsburgh's offense is good enough where I think they could be legitimate, like, favorites in this game. I'm going to take Cincinnati laying that 1 point. I just don't think Pittsburgh's defense can do enough to basically win. So, and they're on the road.
Sure.
We're going to see road Ben as opposed to home Ben.
Road Ben's been okay this year.
Has he?
Yeah. It hasn't really shown up this year, but any week, any given week.
Yeah.
Next, we got Tampa Bay at Atlanta, the return of Jameis Winston, visiting the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons are 3.5-point favorites at home. What says you, Coin?
Me and the Coin are going with the away team is Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah.
We're going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The return of Jameis Winston is going to propel them to victory over the Falcons, who just cannot stop a nosebleed on defense. And this should be a high scoring affair, man. If you have fantasy stake in this game, you're going to have a good day.
Over under 57 points. So Vegas agrees with you.
Oof. All right. So you want to pick that real quick? I want to say that this is actually going to be over. This is going to be one of those trap games where it's like a low scoring affair. I feel like, I think they're going to be putting up points.
I would take the under personally.
I'm going over, and I'm going to take the Falcons in this game. Their 1-4 record does not really reflect how good they are. I mean, they are terrible on defense, but I think they have just too many weapons to be scared of the Tampa Bay Bucs. I think Jameis Winston has a nice comeback game here, but that is not really saying much. I am going. I'm going to take Atlanta with that number.
I like
it. All right. You know Atlanta's giving up 3.5, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take the Bucs. Ronald Jones breakout week coming. That's not wise, but nonetheless, I like the Bucs here. I just think the Falcons can't stop anyone on defense. So
the Bucs defense is pretty shitty too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Hence the 57-point over under.
Yeah.
Next, we got Seattle at Oakland. Oakland are 3-point favorites at home.
So that game's in London.
Oh, thank you. My apologies. Oakland are 3-point favorites in London. I'm going to take the points. These London games are always stupid. I'm just going to take
when Seattle plays in London, they're the 13th man. So I'm going to go with Seattle right there.
Both these teams are terrible.
Seattle's not so bad.
Seattle, nice game last week for Seattle against the Rams.
On the low,
that game in Seattle, they played tough. I picked them last week. I'm going to pick them again this week.
You ever see the wrestler Barry Horowitz? Watts, like he used to tap himself in the back all the time, man. I feel like with the picks, you're always going back. Yeah, you know, I did that last week. I got that right. You know, pat yourself in the back a lot.
Listen, I'm proud of my picks. I put a lot of time into these picks. I do a lot of analysis. I don't flip a coin.
Hey, man. The coin is saving me right now. I was at 500 this week, bro. And the only reason why I was at 500 and not over 500 because I actually physically picked one. I could have been above 500.
Houston at home, minus 10 against the visiting Buffalo Bill. Oh. 10's a lot of points.
Yeah, me and a coin are going Buffalo. You know, the Ralph is a hard place to play.
Oh, too bad they're not playing there. I'm going to take Houston. Unfortunately, I don't love laying 10 ever, but I can't bet on the Bill on the road.
Yeah, I took the Bills last week, and it paid off for me and all my listeners. Just to tap myself on the back again. But they're not playing in their out this week. The Texans' defense can be okay when they get a good pass rush. I don't see how your boy Josh Allen does anything. In the last three games, he's thrown for under 200 yards. He's a 50% completion rate on the year. I got to take – and I mean, it's hard for me because I don't think – Houston has beat anybody by 10 points this year, but I'm going to take them. So, taking the Texans.
I know me and the coin picked the Bills, but this screams to me like a letdown for the Houston end. Like, I don't know. Houston just shoots himself in the foot so much. I think Houston wins the game, but I feel that like they just don't cover that 10. But I'm going with me and the coin going Bills.
All right, so you and the coin agree. Next game. Broncos, Rams. Broncos are home. They are 7-point favorites at home.
I'm going Broncos at home. Me and the coin picking the Broncos.
The Rams are laying 7, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just make sure I got that right.
The Broncos are – I said they were 7-point favorites at home. They are getting 7 points at home is what I meant to say.
I was going to say, like, that's a – I was going to lose that bet for sure. Like, there's no way they're beating them by fucking 8 points.
I'm going to take the Rams, even though coming off a disappointing week. They get all three receivers healthy. Denver's been an extremely disappointing team this year. I'm going to take the Rams on the road.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm taking the Rams.
Broncos!
Next game, Jacksonville at Dallas. Jacksonville are 3.5-point favorites. I'm going to take the Jags. Cowboys fucking blow. I'll be shocked if they can move the ball at all.
Yeah, Jags coming off a disappointing game last week at KC. Their defense actually looked human. But that's not that performance is not enough to deter me.
They had a great first half in that game. They fell apart in the second half a little bit.
Yep. There's nothing that Dallas has shown me on tape this year to ever make me pick them. So I'm taking the Jags, laying those points.
I'm taking the Jags, man. Because the coin said so, basically, you know. And the fucking the Cowboys blow. I don't like them. I'm not a huge fan of any of their players. Their receivers stink. Their fans suck. Their coach blows. Their owner's a bad dude. I'm taking the Jags. But by the way, if the Dallas loses this game, does Garrett get fired?
No. I don't think there's any chance he's getting fired. I bet any amount of money he makes it through this season and almost certainly into next season.
Yeah, I agree, too.
Jerry Jones loves him.
And the thing is, too, if they're smart, they've done nothing to help him offensively, right? Like, what are their receivers? It's awful. It's just as bad as the crew that Indianapolis is throwing out there.
No, the Indianapolis has T.Y. Hilton. Like, at least he's like a
– Yeah, but yeah, exactly. And they've done nothing to support Dak with weapons offensively. Witten's gone. Dak's gone. I'm sorry. Dez is gone.
I want to say pump the brake on Dak. The more and more – You get to see him, the less and less I think that he's going to be like a good quarterback in this league. I don't think he's very good.
I think that's fair. He's certainly has not been good so far. All right. Next, Ravens at the Titans. Titans are getting 2.5 points at home. I am going to pick Baltimore because fuck the Titans.
Oh, man. I'm going to pick the Titans because obviously the coin, but fuck Baltimore. honestly, Vrabel's got this team winning games. I just don't get why, like, or how. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Like, at the end, it's like there's a twist and you go home. I don't know. Like, that's the best way I could describe the Titans this year. I hate watching them.
I'm taking the Ravens in this game. I was actually shocked that 87% of the money is on Tennessee. I just don't see it. And when you see that kind of discrepancy in the line, it's like, whoa. So I got to go the other end and take Baltimore. I thought there might have been a huge injury somewhere, but I did some research. I don't see anything that would legitimize 87% of the money being on Tennessee other than they're at home. So give me Baltimore. Vegas always wins.
If I could bring up a weird stat, Tennessee – well, not a stat, just something to tell you. Tennessee has lost this year to Buffalo and the Dolphins. Not looking good with that.
Yeah.
All right. Next game, New England. KC visiting New England. And New England are 3.5-point favorites at home. And everyone's got all the stats. New England's never lost to this, that, blah, 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 whatever. New England's also a quarterback under 27 years old at home. His first name was Patrick.
Yeah, they sometimes reach to make it like it's never happened before. Like a guy whose name is Pat, who wears the number 15, has never come into fucking New England on a Sunday night and beat him at 8:05. Like, it's like, all right, bro. Like, me and the coin and Feinberg are all taking the Chiefs. The Chiefs are legit good on offense this year, and I don't really like the Pats defense either. The only way the Pats win this game is they keep Mahomes off the field and they just cram Sony Michel and James White down their throat. That's how they win.
I'm going to take New England.
Yeah, I'm taking New England as well. The Chiefs are not good enough on defense. I think this is a real statement game for the Pats. I think they take it by a touchdown. So give me the Pats.
Should be a good game.
It should be a good game. Sunday night.
Sunday night. Got Fleck there. Yeah, I'm looking forward. I got a billion fantasy guys going that game. So
I'm going to miss that game. I'm going to be at Nine Inch Nails concert.
Yuck.
Oh, no, I know it's no Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran, but, you know.
Why not? Because they're both relevant in this century.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm not from – I'm fucking from the 90s, bro.
Who's Ed Sheeran, by the way?
All right, Cass, I can't wait to see you wearing your Jenko jeans out tonight, then.
They had a lot of pocket space, bro. They were underrated jeans, dude. I would still wear Tommy Hilfiger jeans to this day. I love that little strap they had, man. They were cool.
The Carpenter jean with the logo on it?
Yeah, man. Those were dope jeans.
New England. Watts.
I took New England.
Okay, good. All right. Monday night game, last game of the week. 49ers at Green Bay. Green Bay, 9.5-point favorites at home. I'm still going to take them. I cannot bet on San Francisco on the road. Green Bay's rounding in the shape.
Me and the coin are going to go Green Bay. No Breida. No fucking...
Breida's a GTD, by the way. Breida might play, but we don't know.
Well, they should really sit him because the guy's going to eventually... The guy's going to eventually go down for the season, and it's going to be like, well, it's your own fault, Niners. Well, there's no C.J. Beathard's played better than I thought he was going to play, but that team's a mess this year. Anyone who thought they were going to go to the playoffs was kidding themselves.
The Packers seem like too obvious a choice here, but I haven't seen enough from San Francisco to take them. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm going with the Packers.
Shaolin.
Shaolin?
All right. Anybody have any closing thoughts?
I'm not a fan of the cheese trade. I don't like a cheese. I don't think it works for your team. Fuck you. And you're going down. And you're going down, Herman.
This has been some free smoke for all you.
What is this?
Well, free smoke, cats.
It's a long intro. Maybe we're to.
I think going forward, you should just tell me what song to play, and I'll play it on my end.
Watch how you speak on my name.
Listen, cats. You still have to go to let it ride.
And more chewing for your head, Tom, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
Was that a song you played? What the fuck?